This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. 2 days after a gunman fired off one shot, hitting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a speaking event at Utah Valley University, Utah's Governor Spencer Cox today says they have a suspect in custody identified as Tyler Robinson. The governor credited the 22-year-old's family for reaching out to law enforcement. Cox also says authorities analyzed spent and unspent cartridges from a rifle found in the woods near campus.
Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?" Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey fascist, exclamation point, catch, exclamation point."
FBI Director Kash Patel says there was an overwhelming public response with over 11,000 leads. Patel says there's no indication so far anyone beyond Robbins was involved in the killing. A motive is still unknown. This is ABC News. We're nowhere near pandemic numbers, but COVID appears to be making a comeback. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Texas, where cases are surging.
One of the newest COVID variants is called Nimbus, dubbed by some physicians as razor blade throat because of its symptoms.
Muscle aches, sore throat, cough, feeling really fatigued even after they've gotten past the COVID.
Federal regulators have imposed new restrictions on who can get the vaccine, but San Antonio infectious disease specialist Dr. Jason Bowling says
anybody that wants the COVID vaccine should talk to their doctor to see about getting it.
Some states are flouting the FDA rules and providing the shot to anyone who asks for it. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Facebook is issuing payments to users after the $725 million privacy lawsuit settlement. The average payment will be $29.42. Anyone who used Facebook between May 2007 and December 2022 was eligible for some of the settlement, as long as they filed a claim before August 2023. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title. Washington's last win over the Packers at Lambeau was back in 1986. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering their own security in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
The idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal a product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand, anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning 2 games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0, against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on. But it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. A low of 63. A lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday. A high of 78. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
On 97.9 WGBW. Speaking of Hermans, Frank Hermans was actually on with our very own Pete Schwabba. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba happens from 6 to 8 weekdays, and you can always catch those podcasts if you miss them at WGBW.FM.
Just the Robinson. WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no you don't. All the peace outside ain't. Make our own lightning. Hey, she got the way to move me.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Big Finish. There you go. Let's take a little trip back in time on this September 12th. Let's go back 59 years ago. In 1966, on September 12th, The Monkees TV show, do you remember that? It premiered for the first time on NBC. And a fun little extra Monkees fact. You know Michael in the band. His mom was actually the inventor of liquid paper. You know, the whiteout stuff? I used a lot of that back in the day, too. In fact, one is sitting here on the desk because you just never know. So the Monkees, we're going to grab them. Also, Louis Armstrong coming up and a whole lot more right here on WGBW.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Don't miss your chance to see Secret Seuss at the Neville Public Museum. This creative exhibit features a collection that consists of original character illustrations created by Dr. Seuss, as well as a collection of his unorthodox taxidermy. There are also bronze sculptures of some of his most famous characters. The exhibit is only around until October 5th. For pricing and more information, including the museum's hours of operation, go to NevillePublicMuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
We like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW. That says yes more than anybody. 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, and what a wonderful world. What a wonderful day. 59 years ago today, the Monkees premiered their TV show on NBC.
God only knows what I'd be without.
just added to the news department, so lots of busy folks in there working so hard to get you another local news update.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders last night. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title, with last night's game being seen as a preview of this winter's NFC title game. Coach Matt LaFleur told reporters after the game that wide receiver Jaden Reed did break his collarbone in the first quarter while making a 33-yard touchdown catch that was nullified by a penalty. Former Packers wide receiver Sterling Sharp was back at Lambeau to see his name unveiled on the stadium's facade, alongside other Packer greats inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Sharp appeared to be holding back tears as he thanked the fans before anyone else, saying the fans were there when he arrived and the team wasn't very good. And when he left and the team was well on its way to the Super Bowl, the fans were still there. The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges that the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. Preliminary enrollment data for the schools in the UW system, now rebranded as the Universities of Wisconsin, is out. It shows that enrollment across public universities has largely
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. A low of 63, a lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday, a high of 78. Currently, it's 73.
Heaven made you special.
local news, timeless hits. Could it be I'm falling in love? We hope that you love everything you're hearing on 97.9 WGBW. Let us know on the contacts page what you think at WGBW.fm.
like a dick.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, right on. Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, celebrating National Video Game Day today. And I would not call myself a gamer. I love board games and card games for sure. But I guess depending on when back in your day happened to be, depended on, you know, what games you grew up with. So I kind of tail end of Atari. I didn't have one of those, but I did have an old school Nintendo. We also had a Commodore 64. With one joystick that you could go left and right, up and down. There was one button. That's all. And honestly, that's about all the speed I can handle right now. The games these days, it's just too much.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you're one of those people who loves to plan out their dinners in advance, I have just the one for you. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Monday, September 15th from 4 till 8 p.m., head on over to Green Bay East Pizza Ranch for a community impact night. Their beneficiaries are Feeding the Park People. So while you're enjoying a delicious slice, you can feel comfortable and happy knowing that 20% of those proceeds help support the mission of bringing food to the people in need. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
97.9 FM.
Don't you, baby, be sad. Lean on me in times of bad. When the day comes and you're down, and I'll give a trouble and I'm about to drown.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. And if you just hold on until 1 o'clock, we'll get you all caught up with local and national news, sports in there as well, and a whole
it's
lot more.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.
Who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
WG Green, Bead Bay, W, Wisconsin. Our name is our home, and this is your home for local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Here they come again. Mm-hmm. Catch us if you can. Mm-hmm. Time to get a move on. Mm-hmm. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. If you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, mm-hmm. Catch us if you can. Mm-hmm. Time to get a move on. Mm-hmm. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you we'll be right back.
painted pony on the spinning wheel.
Thank you. This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After taking a suspect into custody today, the investigation into the fatal killing of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk is still ongoing. The suspect, identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the announcement comes after the FBI released images from surveillance cameras at Utah Valley University and video last night showing the suspect running across the rooftop and jumping off after the shooting. ABC's Catherine Falder says more.
It was really after that video was released that all of this started moving into motion. We were told by sources that, of course,